Montague Webb Works now on Bear Country 95.3, Tuesday morning just before 8 o'clock. We hang out with Mick from Montague Webb Works, and each week we've got a different website to check out. Good morning, Mick. How are you, buddy?
I'm well, Kevin. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. We have a guest this morning.
And her name is Candace Clement, and she's from freepress.net, and that's the website we're doing this week.
Good morning, Candace. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
You bet. What do I get when I go to freepress.net?
Before Candace launches into that, I just want to say this is part of a series that I'm trying to put together on this show, talking about net neutrality, the open internet, and all those things combined into one. And freepress.net is a local organization based down in Florence that fights for net neutrality and the open internet. So, Candace.
So what do you get when you go to freepress.net? Well, we are a national organization that does advocacy work. We're a nonprofit. We are located in the Pioneer Valley down in Florence, Massachusetts, and we have an office in D.C. as well. And the issues that we focus on really have to do with media, technology, and communication. So we're very concerned about the future of the internet. We're really concerned about making sure that communities have access to news and information. So we pay a lot of attention to, you know, who owns the radio station in your town, who owns the newspaper, is there a lot of diversity there, can you access different viewpoints through the media, and that's kind of what we do.
All right, so why is net neutrality so important, Candace?
I would say that net neutrality is what's made the internet that we know and love today. And what that basically means is, you know, internet service providers, those being the companies that we write these checks out to every month, you know, Comcast, Verizon, et cetera. What net neutrality says is that they cannot interfere with where you're going and what you're doing online. So they can't block websites. They can't slow down websites or applications just because they want to. So net neutrality is basically what keeps you as the internet user in the driver's seat.
Right. It keeps the content and the delivery neutral in terms, you know, they're just an open highway and you pay for access to it, but they can't judge or do anything about what you're, where you're going or what you're watching.
Yeah. I think a useful analogy is to think about it like they, it's their job to look at the front of an envelope and look at the destination, you know, what is the address written on the envelope and then just deliver it there. They shouldn't be looking inside the envelope to see what's in there and then making a decision about whether or not they want to send it or how fast they want to send it. You know, it's just their job to route the traffic.
All right. So Candace, for the listeners of Bear Country 95.3, give me the one big reason why they should be visiting freepress.net.
Ooh, freepress.net is a amazing resource. We can give you a lot of background and information about, you know, how these kind of complex sounding technical issues actually really impact things like democracy, culture, society, impact business owners, impact our lives on a daily basis. So it's a great place to go to get information. You can find out more about how to get involved in these fights. We'll help you connect with members of Congress and different legislators and really just get involved in the fight for better media.
Very good. We've got Candace calling in from Florence at freepress.net, joining us this morning with Mick from Montague Webworks for the Montague Webworks website of the week. A reminder that Montague Webworks is also a part of our 30% off store over at bear953.com, and it means that Mick can build your new website for your business, for your group, at a 30% discount. Information again over at the Bear website. You'll find the link to our 30% off store. Mick, we'll talk to you soon.
Yep. Thanks, Candace.